Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Georgia with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Tweedshire Mayor Chris Sherry has called for tougher biosecurity policies following the discovery of fire ants just 5 kilometres from the Queensland-New South Wales border. Mayor Sherry said tighter inspection measures and movement restrictions on materials from Queensland will be enforced to help stop the spread. James Cook University insect ecologist Dr. Laura Loch said the potentially deadly invasive species' ability to fly may have already helped it cross the border into New South Wales. Dr. Loch also said new control measures should require public education to make sure people are persistent against the spread of pests.
A construction worker is fighting for life after a freak fall at the Boggo Road Cross River Rail project site. Nation Cooker is in critical condition in Princess Alexandra Hospital after plunging through 2 levels of scaffolding onto concrete this Tuesday. Resuscitation was required on site. Just weeks prior to the incident, an audit of Cross River Rail worksite was undertaken. As well, Transport Minister Mark Bailey claims the mega project had also been ticked off by workplace health and safety.
And in national news, Australian home builder Metricon has terminated dozens of fixed price contracts and asked customers to sign new contracts at much higher prices. Dozens of customers are now forced to choose between paying significantly higher prices or losing their new homes and deposits as the company struggles with rising labour and material costs. Metricon also cut payments of some agent commission fees without notice nor explanation. The company is the only builder to appear on the New South Wales Watchdog's complaint register this year.
Earlier this week, a pod of nearly 100 pilot whales became stranded on Shayna's Beach, Western Australia. Today, more than 50 of the whales have been euthanized to spare their suffering. Experts are still in confusion as to why the pod beached themselves in the first place. Marine biologist Dr. Vanessa Perotta says, quote, "That's always a million-dollar question when you have a whale stranding. Why do they do it?" As well, due to the fresh stench of death, the state government warns that sharks may circle closer to the Shayna's Beach shore in coming weeks.
And in international news, longtime Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has announced he will step down from his position and hand over the title to his eldest son after nearly 40 years of service. This comes after the ruling Cambodian People's Party won a landslide victory in Sunday's election that Western countries and rights organizations criticized as neither free nor fair, as the main opposition was suppressed. Hun Sen said Hun Manat will be handed the position sometime during the next 5-year term. Hun Manat won a seat in parliament for the first time in the recent election and is the chief of the country's army.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.